WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6, 76 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The Bryan School Board agrees with administrators to delay construction of a two-story addition at Rudder High School. Superintendent Tommy Wallace says the architect and the project manager are working out how many more students will fit into Rudder's core area.
Core is a concern because of the gymnasium space, the cafeteria space, and the library space. That's what's considered the core.
The board unanimously voted to amend the contract, which reduces the scope of the Rudder project for the time being from $6 million to around $2.5 million.
We're not going to spend it. We're going to make sure it's spent wisely and correctly, and we're all on the same page before we just start building something.
The board was told everything that is supposed to open next week is on schedule. You can hear a complete update during WTAW's 5 p.m. news hour. Those having business this week at many Bryan School District campuses will have to navigate around construction zones.
We've been inspecting almost every campus.
Bryan Deputy Fire Marshal William Baus asks adults to pay closer attention to their children.
They have had contractors in there ever since summer let out, and they've been renovating a whole lot of school areas.
Baus says to keep an eye out for construction equipment that may be driving around campuses and to stay out of work areas where there could be tools that can injure children. The Texas Education Agency has released its accountability ratings for public schools and charters during the 2015-16 school year. Both the Bryan and College Station districts received a met standard rating, as did CSISD traditional campuses. College Station's and Bryan's alternative schools received the met alternative standard ratings. Two Bryan campuses were given improvement required ratings, Rudder High School and Branch Elementary. Scores of the individual districts are online at WTAW.com, as is a link to the TEA's website to check on any of the 8,600 campuses statewide. A veteran Texas A&M professor says he's sticking to his convictions by resigning because of the state's new campus carry law.
I think if you object to something, it's your patriotic duty to object to it.
John Ellison, who was a professor of genetics for more than 30 years, says he does not think there is any benefit to having guns in classrooms. Former Texas A&M football coach Jackie Sherrill addressed a group of doctors in San Antonio on behalf of stem cell treatments. The 72-year-old says he became a believer when he used stem cell treatment for a shoulder injury.
3 days completely without any pain. 5 days I had full range and could do lift weights.
Sherrill is involved with a Houston-based company doing stem cell clinical trials. The CEO of CellTechs, David Eller, was the chancellor and chairman of the A&M System Board of Regents when Sherrill coached the Aggies. Another Bryan convenience store has lost money, this time without any threat or violence. Police report the store clerk was not at the counter when two suspects with their faces covered were able to take an undisclosed amount of money. This was earlier Monday morning at the Valero at William Joel Bryan in the freeway just after 6. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 6. It's 76 degrees. You can text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Green Teams welcomes Texas A&M Student Business Services to its family of customers. Like many other businesses, Texas A&M Student Business Services uses Green Teams for interior plantscaping. Green Teams also offers short-term plant rentals and features large outdoor containers for plants on patios. Make your work environment more pleasant with plants. For more information about interior plantscaping, call Susie Gallagher with Green Teams, 823-7551. Green Teams.
Good morning, it's 6:09. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. They also do polyurethane concrete raising. Get more information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
We continue to be in a very moist weather pattern that keeps clouds, showers, and thunderstorms in the forecast for today. Highs 85 to 90. National Weather Service has a flash flood watch in effect for the area through 7 p.m. in the evening. Showers and thunderstorms are possible tonight, too. Those will be 70 to 75. Showers and storms tomorrow were 85 to 90 degrees. Mostly cloudy Thursday. A chance for showers and thunderstorms. Highs Thursday 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Zach Taylor has your Aggie football report. Trevor Knight is on another award watch list. The Rangers bounce back from two losses to beat the Athletics, and more bad news for Baylor, but this time it's not legally related. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Oh, well, that ought to give him a sigh of relief.
Yeah, I hope so.
Front page story in the Houston Chronicle on Sunday. I mean, yeah, they did the big, big story on that. So, anyhow. So Chelsea.
Yes.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
So now you saw that Trevor Knight has a girlfriend. Did you see that?
Well, I knew it. Sadie Robertson.
Yeah.
Correct? Yeah. I knew about her.
Well, you didn't share. Golly.
Well, I thought they had been together a while. I didn't know this was like new news.
3 weeks.
Oh, okay.
It's a little while.
Yeah. I feel like they've been at least acquaintances, though, for a while.
Okay.
Because on social media, they have pictures that go way back together, where they've attended events and gone on, you know, as dates and stuff.
Okay, so we're going to need to have, like, a sideline watch, right?
I guess so.
Definitely.
See if maybe she'll be here. And
she may be a little bit harder to pick out, but if dad or uncles are here, that's going to be, you know, easy enough.
That's what we talked about yesterday, is maybe they'll do that, make an appearance.
Yeah.
And so, you know, they would have to think that A&M would be one of the bastions of their belief system, and so.
Well, I know Grandpa and maybe one of the Duck Dynasty brothers. One of them was like a really good quarterback at like Ole Miss or something.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So they've got football blood in their veins.
Let's hope they they show up.
That'd celebrity sideline watch.
Yeah.
I like that.
Very cool.
I mean, it ain't Matthew McConaughey, but it'd be
a celebrity's a celebrity.
That's right. All right, so. This is the first story I've ever done on this. I can't believe it's the first time it's ever happened, but nonetheless, here we go. Jesse Newton is a Facebook user, has a story for all you Roomba vacuum owners that you should pay attention before you let the machine loose.
Uh-oh.
What happened is Jesse shared that his dog, Evie, did what dogs do in the living room.
Yeah.
At some point between midnight and when the vacuum cleaning robot was set to run at 1:30. When Newton's 4-year-old son awoke at 3 to crawl into bed with his parents, he smelled a strong odor. Got out of bed and walked into what he called a war zone of poop.
Oh,
so it's like a Pumba.
In his living room, yes, the Roomba had tried to vacuum up the poop, but instead dragged it all over the house.
Yeah.
Is Newton's Facebook post complete with a hand-drawn map.
Oh,
the poop trail.
Very nice.
It's gone viral. 140,000 reactions.
Especially depending on how big Evie is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I could see like a little dachshund poop. Maybe not so much.
I'm just saying, this is the first story we had, but this can't be the first time this has happened.
That's what I was
going
to say. Yeah, I think you're right. There's no way this hasn't happened before.
And I know they don't make a lot of noise, but I can't imagine setting it to run at midnight.
Well,
why would you do that?
I guess,
info?
Mission.
Hopefully he got up right then so it wasn't dry and hardened by 8 o'clock in the morning.
You know, that's the worst. A 3 a.m. wake-up call.
Yeah, with dog poop on your carpet.
And then having to take care of all of that.
Well, cleaning it up is never fun, but when it's all over your house.
Did CNET put that in the pros and cons that it might spread dog poop? I'm just saying.
If your business wants to reach brides-to-be, then the fall issue of Brazos Valley Bride magazine is where you'll want your business. Brazos Valley Bride, a 148-page publication, also available on our interactive website, BrazosValleyBride.com, makes local bridal businesses more visible and successful. It's where brides go to find the perfect photographer, timeless venues, elegant wedding cakes, and exciting wedding entertainment. Let Brazos Valley Bride bring the brides to you. Contact Sam Jones at sam@BrianBroadcasting.com to reserve your space today.
I would just think the Roomba people would put a disclaimer in there someplace,
right?
That this could happen to you, that it's happened to others, and it could happen to you.
At least just in case, because, you know, what if that guy was litigious, you know?
Yeah, that's right. And he may well be. I'm not sure. All right, so today's Tell a Joke Day. It's Tell a Joke Day. It's the 16th of August.
I got one.
All right, ready.
You want to hear a joke about ghosts?
Okay.
That's the spirit.
Okay.
Oh,
well, that's fine.
You have a joke drum for me?
Oh, I'm sorry. All right, wait. All right, do it again. Wait, hang on. All right, wait. I got to do one other thing. Okay. All right, go ahead. Say it again.
Want to hear a joke about ghosts?
Okay.
That's the spirit. Just still no. There we go. I'm here all week.
I'm waiting for Scott's famous joke.
I got a couple. I got we got the one that the lady tells.
Uh-huh.
We could do
right,
that.
Right.
Let me see. I was trying to find it. I was trying to load it. It won't load. Has somebody deleted the joke?
What?
Oh man. I mean, I leave the studio at 9 o'clock, and you never know what's going to happen.
You never know.
Okay. All right. So it's gone. All right.
Man.
I may be able to find it later. In the meantime, two guys are fishing in a boat,
mm-hmm.
and a guy snags something, and he brings it up, and it's a frog. And so he unhooks the frog and puts him in the water and says, "Swim away, little frog, and have a wonderful life." Well, the frog turns around. He says, "I'm a magical frog, and you can have any wish that you want." Guy thinks a minute, and he says, "I wish this entire lake was nothing but beer." Poof, turns into beer. The other guy's whisked this. Way to go, Einstein. Now we got to pee in the boat.
Okay.
That's all.
I like it.
It's Wave at Surveillance Day. How's that?
Ooh, that's always fun.
Yeah. Hi there. Hey, how are you?
I've done that before anyway, going down like the toll road, HOV lane in Houston.
Okay, when you're all by yourself?
No, a friend.
Oh, okay.
Friend of mine and me. You can't do that, Scott.
I know you can't.
Friend of mine and me, though, we would make faces at the cameras every time we pass them and like do funny things.
I like to believe that the security guards or the law enforcement officers who are monitoring that surveillance appreciate a wave every now and then.
Probably so. Maybe, that's probably right.
Yeah.
It's Elvis Commemoration Day. This is the day he died.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean.
Do we need to revisit that?
It's been a while, but.
No, we don't. No, we don't need to revisit that. Okay. All right. We got birthdays.
We got birthdays indeed. We got Ivana Lynch is 25. She was Luna Lovegood in the Harry Potter films.
Oh, Luna.
Rumor Willis is 28. That's Bruce Willis and Demi Moore's daughter.
Okay.
Dan Smyers is 29. He's of the country duo Dan and Shay.
Oh.
Kristen Milotti is 31. She was the mother on How I Met Your Mother, finally revealed in the last season there. Vanessa.
Well, spoiler alert.
Whoops. It's been a little while.
It has.
Vanessa Carlton is 36 today. She had that big hit, 1,000 Miles, that you've heard in lots of stuff.
Yeah.
Emily Robison.
Robison.
Robison?
It's Robison.
Yeah, she's 44. She's, of the Dixie Chicks.
Charlie's wife.
They're making more inflammatory comments.
Yeah, well, what do you expect? Yeah. Okay.
Jace Robertson, speaking of Duck Dynasty.
Yay!
47 today.
Okay. Uncle Jace.
Steve Carell. Is 54 today.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. Madonna's 58.
Oh, my.
Angela Bassett, also 58 today.
Okay.
James Cameron is 62. Of course, Mr. Titanic himself.
Sure. Oh, yeah. Greatest among man. King of the world.
Things.
Is that what he is?
Yeah. King of the world.
Okay.
Kathy Lee Gifford, 63 today. Mm. James J.T. Taylor, not the James Taylor you're thinking of,
no.
but the one from Cool in the Gang,
oh,
63 Lord. Today. Reginald Vell Johnson is 64. He was Carl Winslow on Family Matters.
Oh.
He was also the cop in the first Die Hard movie.
Indeed.
Really?
And the second one. He was
in the second one, too.
Let's see. Leslie Ann Warren is 70. She plays Terry Hatcher's mom on Desperate Housewives.
Mm-hmm.
Billy Joe Shaver is 77.
He's a good songwriter.
Definitely.
Yeah.
The original Catwoman. Julie Newmar, 83 today.
Okay.
And, of course, a happy belated birthday to our own Chelsea Reber, since I wasn't here on Friday.
Hey.
I don't know how old she
especially
is.
Especially because Zach tried to miss it.
Yeah, he did.
Impolite to ask a lady her age, so I'm not going to do that.
It's 619. All right.
They came in and recommended a carbon filter system, and that has been amazing for me. It's taken away all the dust, which is crazy because living out in the country, we have tons of dust just from our gravel road, and we have cattle, so all of that comes in. So they come in once a year and change out that filter, and it's great.
Call Barker's Heating and Cooling, 979-314-0618. Barker's, the premier Linux dealer in Bryan College Station. Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
So last week, investigative reporter, friend of ours, Cheryl Atkinson, revealed that journalists are now openly applauding calls for them to stop Donald Trump from winning the presidency. Now, she said in an interview that she attended a journalism awards dinner in D.C. where one former bureau chief encouraged journalists to stop Trump from getting elected. Quote, one of them encouraged the others quite publicly to step up and do something because he said the outcome of this election was so important. He was talking about journalists stepping outside of their role to make sure Donald Trump does not get elected. And by the way, with that crowd, he got applause for that line. Now, this may explain why confidence in the media is now at an all-time low. One poll now showing as few as 6% of Americans trust what reporters report.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So whether traveling or working remotely, we know your PC is your business headquarters. And when work takes you on the go, well, you need a laptop that can keep up. Now, Dell's XPS 13 empowers small business owners to collaborate anywhere with incredible battery life and powerful performance. Reduce downtime by 50% and boost productivity with 4 times faster performance when you refresh to Dell's PCs featuring Intel Core processors. Now explore the XPS 13 at Dell.com/radio. Hey, you know, everybody's got a to-do list. Drop everything off, the dry cleaning, pick up some milk. Here's an idea. Let's save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Now, the good thing is you don't have to drop off anything or pick up anything. All you have to do is go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, well, you can be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Maybe you need extra money in your pocket. It just may be the most rewarding thing you do today. Now, it's that easy. Save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Just go to geico.com, geico.com.
Good morning, 621, the Infomaniacs on News Talk 1620. WTAW, I guess this has ended well, so we can go ahead and tell the story now. 51-year-old trucker from England took a chance when he decided to text the number graffitied on his local pub's bathroom wall. Again, it ended well. The man, his name is Mark Ellis, contacted her. She had no idea that her number was on a bathroom wall. Donna Roberts?
I think that's how it happens a lot of the time, honestly.
Yeah, could be. Was completely confused by the texts from Ellis. After their initial text, they struck up a conversation. They met in person a week later. Today, they have 2 children, ages 8 and 9.
Stop wow, it. That's awesome.
What I want to know is what message was there with the number.
Excellent point. Excellent point. Not exactly
sure. All I can think of is that scene from Dumb and Dumber with Seabass.
Yes. Wow. Okay.
Wow.
All right. Feel better. The hottest month on record is over. It was last month.
Oh.
So there. Maybe now we're in a cooling trend. Earth has broiled to its hottest month in recorded history, according to NASA. NASA calculated that July 2016 was 1.5 degrees warmer than any other time in the 1950 to 1980 global average.
Wow.
Okay. How old is Earth?
Long time.
Okay. So we're going to do a 30-year window, okay, and see if it's warmer than that. Now, look, it's warm here all the time, and I don't know that it was any different. Scientists mostly are blaming this on the man-made climate change.
Of course.
From the burning of fossil fuel and the extra jump from the now-gone El Nino, which every few years is a natural warming in parts of the Pacific Ocean, which changes the weather worldwide. So there.
You know, in 30 years, one of those years is going to be 1 degree hotter.
I know.
It's like, I'm going to go ahead and wager that next year is not going to be hotter than this year. I'm putting it down right now.
All right. All right. We'll make a note. We'll see. Put that down in your Outlook, and we'll check it a year from now to see. Let's talk about right now, today, though, what's happening, and that is that there is some rain that is kind of pouring up from the south, and it's going to be hitting Bryan College Station proper pretty quickly. Much like yesterday, most of the stuff is off to the east of us. But unlike yesterday, when you're driving into Houston this morning, you probably will catch some rain. And it looks like, once again, the interstate corridor between Waco and Austin is getting a lot of showers. So we still are kind of in that Aggie Dome deal. We're not getting nearly as much rain as our neighbors are, but it's starting early when you consider that We've just now started the day, and our temperature is 76, and we're already getting some rain. Chances are that probably today we'll get a little more rain than we did yesterday. 624.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Pioneer Steel, Schulte Roofing, Prosperity Bank, Atkinson Toyota, and Hargrove Insurance.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Mortgage lending to African Americans has declined since the last housing boom, a direct result of tightened underwriting standards that persist 8 years after the meltdown. According to a new report, black borrowers accounted for 5% of mortgage originations in 2014, compared with 7% in 2004. By contrast, white borrowers accounted for 69% of mortgages in 2014 versus 58% 10 years before. Haynes Celestial Group, maker of Earth's Best Organic Baby Food and Blueprint Cold Press Juice, says it will delay its annual earnings report due to accounting issues. Haynes shares skidded 25% in after-hours trading on the news. It's the beginning of the end for The Nightly Show with Larry Wilmore. Comedy Central says it's pulling the plug on the show after Thursday's edition. The late-night humor and talk show had filled the slot being held by Stephen Colbert when he left for CBS. On Wall Street, futures are lower. That's Your Money Now.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. How much can you save? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $35,000? So don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-95-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL. Don't spend thousands more than you should. Call 866-957-8335.
What do you really want from a bank? Is it taking a picture of your check with your smartphone? We have that. Is it paying your bills online? We can do that. Is it free checking for you or your small business? Got that too. Or is it really knowing you'll get first-class customer service from a locally owned community bank? Think about it. The bank and trust. Local bank, local bankers.
Good morning, it's 627. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929. As I mentioned, plenty of moisture out in the atmosphere today. That and some heating gives us a pretty good chance. About an 80% chance of showers is what they're telling us, and some of it could be heavy. Winds out of the east at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tonight we'll be down to 74 with a 40% chance of rain. Elevates back up to 60% tomorrow with a high of only 83. Then we start to warm up as we move on through the week. Chances of rain still there, 50% on Thursday and 40% on Friday and Saturday. And again, chances of rain during the evenings as well. Right now, winds out of the northeast at 3, 97% relative humidity. Some rain in places around the county, and we've got 76 degrees.
Are you ready to go over the edge for United Way? Join us September the 8th for the adventure of a lifetime. Over the Edge provides the first 92 participants the opportunity to rappel 110 feet from the rooftop of the Hilton College Station once they've raised $1,000 to benefit the United Way of the Brazos. Register at OverTheEdgeBrazosValley.org. Create your personal or team fundraising page and tell your story. Share your page with friends, family, and coworkers and let the fundraising begin. Spaces are going fast. Visit OverTheEdgeBrazosValley.com for more.
To advance in your career, you have to work hard. But if that's all you do, you'll never get very far. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up, brought to you by MSC Opus. Expect the unexpected with the 44th season of MSC Opus. Season and single tickets are on sale now at mscopus.org.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some urgent news for you.
Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from PBS host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we're about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-885-5757 now to get your personalized copy rushed to you today. Do you want to avoid mistakes baby boomers and seniors can make when they buy annuities? Those mistakes now could be costly later to you and your family. Call 800-885-5757. That's 800-885-5757. Employees of J.T. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
A lot of people think that if you work hard at your job, you will get ahead.
And it's just a sad reality that hard work and good work does not stand on its own.
Patty Azzarello, author of the book Rise, says above and beyond working hard, there are a few other things you must do if you're going to advance in your career. First of all, understanding that all the work you do is not all of equal value.
You have to start understanding which things have more impact than other things. And you have to go back and negotiate. Say, you know what, of these 37 things you asked me to do, I think these three are actually critically important. So why don't I finish those first? And when you do that, you free yourself up and you actually distinguish yourself as somebody who knows how to contribute value to the business.
Next, you have to be visible but not annoying.
Don't expect people to come and discover you. You have to do things to make that work visible to the people who benefit from that work. Because you have to build your credibility. You can't be credible if you're invisible.
And Patty believes if your career is going anywhere, you must have mentors.
You could attempt a career without mentors, but why would you? Because mentors can help you learn things, they can open doors for you, they can give you support. You're just so much better off if you have people that are helping you.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
MSC Opus presents An Evening with Lyle Lovett and His Large Band. Saturday, August 27th, Rudder Auditorium. She's no lady. The four-time Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter, Lyle Lovett. In a night guaranteed to make a memory. Tickets on sale now at MSC Box Office and MSCOpus.org. Don't miss An Evening with Lyle Lovett and His Large Band. Sponsored by Spirit of Texas Bank.
WTAW News Time is 6:32, 76 degrees right now. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The upcoming renovation of Rudder High School will not include a two-story classroom addition for the time being. The Bryan School Board unanimously approved cutting the contract by about $3.5 million. Superintendent Tommy Wallace says they're still working on making sure the expansion accommodates the student population using the library, cafeteria, and other core areas of the campus.
We had two different people go through there, architects and project managers, and we're not quite on the same page yet as far as what that core number is. We've got to get that core number down to a concrete number first before we can start adding on. Of course, we are adding on the library, but do we need to add on to library space or gymnasium space? So we've got to get that core first, and then we'll have a better understanding and be able to spend that money more fiscally responsible.
As for the unspent money?
Well, right now it just stays there until we decide what we're actually going to do with Rudder. If we need to add additional classroom spaces, we'll add those classroom spaces, but right now it just sits there.
The board was given a district-wide construction update during Monday night's meeting. You can hear an update during WTAW's 5 p.m. news hour. While public schools don't start classes until next week, Bryan Fire Department inspectors have seen plenty of traffic around Bryan ISD construction sites.
Those guys that drive the construction equipment, they can't always see real well around the implements they drive. People who are driving through the parking lots need to be taking a little extra time and being extra careful as they drive through, because there may be some tractor or some other kind of heavy implement driving through there.
Deputy Fire Marshal William Bouse also advises adults to keep children out of work areas.
There may be a lot of tools laying around and such as that. Keep a close eye on your young children. Don't let them get loose and get off somewhere where they can get hold of something that can hurt them inside the school building.
Bell says they have been at one campus or another doing inspections nearly every day since the end of the last school year. The state has released its grades on last year's performance of 8,600 public and charter schools in 1,200 districts. A link to the annual accountability ratings is online at WTAW.com. Both the College Station and Bryan ISDs received MET standard ratings as school districts. By individual campus, all but four had the MET standard designation. The MET alternative standard rating went to each district's alternative high schools, and two Bryan campuses were rated improvement required. Rutter High School did not reach the minimum score for student achievement or student progress. Reaching either one would have given Rutter the MET standard rating. And Branch Elementary did not have the minimum score in the Closing Performance Gaps Index. Bryan Police is investigating another convenience store theft, but without guns or threats of violence. Just after 6 Monday morning at the Valero at William Joel Bryan in the freeway, two suspects identified only as having their faces covered took an undisclosed amount of money while the clerk was away from the counter. There was no contact between the clerk and the suspects, and no one was injured. Multiple reports have been received recently by the Brazos County Sheriff's Office from citizens who have received phone calls from individuals claiming to be employees and threatening arrest if they don't pay immediately for missing jury duty and contempt of court. Anyone with information about the latest scam is asked to call the Sheriff's Office or Brazos County Crime Stoppers. Law enforcement will never ask for credit or debit card numbers over the phone and will never require you to use a specific payment, which this time is with Green Dot Money Pack. At least one Texas A&M professor has stepped down due to the new campus carry law.
John Ellison was a genetics professor at A&M for 30 years, but he's stepping down because he doesn't believe that guns should be allowed in classrooms. He says he doesn't see the benefit in the new law.
A gun is simply not a necessity in a classroom.
Ellison says he certainly isn't ready to retire or leave A&M, but thinks it's his patriotic duty to stay true to his convictions. Kristen Weissel, TSN News.
Former Texas A&M football coach Jackie Sherrill was in San Antonio promoting to physicians the use of stem cell treatments in the United States.
Now, unfortunately, the FDA does not allow a lot of things, so you have to go out of the country.
Sherrill, who says he received stem cell treatment for a shoulder injury, is working with former NFL players to use stem cell for CTE and dementia, as well as traditional sports injuries. Sherrill is associated with a Houston-based company whose chief executive was the A&M system chancellor and Regents chairman when he was the Aggies coach. And a prescription is no longer needed for girls and women receiving Texas Medicaid to get free mosquito repellent. State health officials announced today dropping the requirement. Girls and women between the ages of 10 and 45 on Medicaid can get up to 2 cans of repellent through October as a way to deal with the Zika virus. WTAW News Time is 6:37. It's 76 degrees. Text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news at 7 o'clock or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If your field of vision is narrow, if you experience night blindness, halos, floaters, or blurred vision, you may have a cataract. But don't worry. Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 for your appointment. Mar Eye Center, thanking you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Rattlesnakes, black widow spiders, poison ivy, bull nettle, jellyfish, mosquitoes, and hissing cockroaches. What do all these have in common? They're all part of our natural world. The Brazos Valley Council on Alcohol and Substance Abuse wants to remind you that even though marijuana advocates argue that it is natural and therefore safe, many things we find in the world that are natural are not necessarily safe. In fact, some can be quite harmful. Find out more about marijuana and the science of drug abuse at www.drugabuse.gov.
Deals are cropping up at Normandy Tractor. That means up to $4,500 in rebates on Kubota tractors, RTVs, and mowers. And get lower prices and larger cash rebates, zero down financing, zero APR on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501 F25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot Land Pride shredder, 5-foot Land Pride box blade with teeth for $13,595, minus a $1,500 cash rebate and a $1,500 two-implement rebate. Pay cash of $10,595 and have it delivered today. Build your own package deal with the help of the Normandy Tractor team. And don't forget, Normandy Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your new tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor ask, why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? Normandy Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normandy Tractor in Normandy, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normandytractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Looking for an optometrist with vision? Urban Optics is the Brazos Valley's new choice for the ultimate in complete eye care. Dr. Matthew Green's Optical Center offers the latest in eye technology to keep your eyes in optimal health and provides a customer experience like you've never seen before. Urban Optics accepts most major vision insurance providers. Visit Urban Optics in South College Station on Highway 6 next to Celebrity Spa and Salon, or call 690-0888 to schedule your appointment. Urban Optics, optometry with real vision.
Aguilan Carpet One is your one store for your perfect floor. This is what our customers are saying.
I'm Barbara Holly. Aguilan Carpet One offers the most beautiful tile available. I was able to choose an Italian tile that is very exclusive. It looks like tumbled marble, but it doesn't have the maintenance issue. So I love my tile. It's so fabulous.
Come see us today at Aguilan Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Beautiful. Good morning. Let's check weather. Brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929.
The area remains east of a stalled frontal system in the central part of the state. The National Weather Service has a flash flood watch in effect until 7 p.m. this evening. We'll have scattered showers and thunderstorms today. Again, some may produce heavy downpours, 85 to 90. Showers and storms are likely to continue into tonight, 70 to 75. Little change through tomorrow. More showers and thunderstorms possible, 85 to 90. Chance for showers and thunderstorms Thursday, 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll check in with Zach Taylor with your Aggie football report. The Rangers bounce back from two losses to beat the Athletics. And is A-Rod coming back to baseball? Don't hold your breath. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Okay, pretty good shower coming through Brazos County right now, as a matter of fact. Just about to hit over at 158 and not stretching completely over, for instance, the A&M campus, but going kind of from there up to the northeast, and that's part of a much larger system. We mentioned yesterday all this stuff makes its way up to Michigan. That's how long it is. So what we're getting right now is northeasterly winds, which is nice. Austin getting pummeled pretty heavily. It's clear of Houston right now, which is probably good for them, but over in deep east Texas and in the Arklatex, they're getting some
showers. I was in New Braunfels this weekend, and on our way home Sunday, we hit quite a bit of rain.
Yeah, it seemed like right along the corridors, the 35 and 45, there was a lot of rain there. So we could still use a little bit here. But the way we've received it has been pretty good. It hasn't run off so much. Everything seems to have soaked in.
Yeah.
That in mind, we kind of turn our attention to the weather just to let you know we're getting ready for hurricane season. We're in it. The governor's office has already committed all of the 2016-2017 emergency funds reserved for state disaster to other stuff. We ain't got no money in there. Yeah. Abbott staffers are pointing the finger at the state budget writers, allocated nearly $50 million less in general revenue for disaster relief than what Abbott's office had set aside in 2015 legislative session. Does that mean we're going to have to go see Rick at Pawn Stars to get money? I got this copy of the Texas Declaration of Independence. What can I get for that? Yeah,
it's certainly not a good decision being this close to the goals.
Yeah, that's right. And again, don't know. We got till, November for this thing to be over with, so we'll see what happens. Despite numerous conversations with representatives from both the House and the Senate, the final budget for this biennium appropriated a net amount of just $14.8 million. Wow, that isn't very much money, as a matter of fact. So we'll see.
Not if something huge comes through and causes all kinds of damage.
That's all it takes is just one of those. Mm-hmm. Also, we have a story about the performance scores coming out, mixed here in Bryan College Station, mixed really every place. The number of Texas schools, the Texas Tribune reporting school districts and charter schools considered failing under the accountability system increased in 2016. We're not going the right way. The number of individual campuses that received that label decreased somewhat, according to the ratings that came from TEA and were released yesterday. Last year, 55 school districts and charters, or about 4.5%, fell under the failing or improvement required category. This year, it's 66 campuses, or 5.5%. Mm. But when we're talking about individual campuses, that went down a little bit. However, we still have some here in the Bryan School District.
Yeah. And again, all of that's online at WTAW.com.
It's on our website if you want to see that.
Yep.
Let me see. Okay, so now Jill Stein, we were wondering when Jill was going to start rolling it out.
Mm-hmm.
You know who Jill Stein is?
I do not.
Okay. Jill Stein would be the Green Party presidential candidate.
Yep. Okay, gotcha.
She is a... Listen to Brad. He's all over Green Party.
Yep. No, I'm not. I'm actually, I'm a Gary Johnson guy. I mean, that's...
Hey, well, I mentioned Sunday that I saw a commercial for Gary Johnson.
Oh, really?
As a matter of fact.
He recently reached his $1.5 million fundraising goal. He's trying to get 15% in the polls that he can get on the presidential debate stage.
The Commission of the Presidential Debates has released the polls that it will use to ultimately decide who's going to be in September's first presidential debate. The candidates will need to hit that 15% in the polls conducted by ABC, Washington Post, CBS, New York Times, CNN Opinion Research Corporation, Fox News, and NBC Wall Street Journal.
I think you can do it.
15% threshold actually announced months ago, but the commission released its polling selections yesterday. Mm. So that's what they got. In the meantime, Jill Stein ramped up her attacks on Hillary Clinton for using a private email system while serving as Secretary of State.
Been there, done that.
That's right. Well, is she getting on her because she wasted a lot of paper? What do you think? I mean, I'm not sure. She says there is much more that is coming to public attention about Hillary Clinton's behavior, including the recent revelations about favors bestowed on the Clinton Foundation donors who got special deals, who got state partnerships. Okay, so...
You know, I mean, I knew who she was because every time I bring up the fact that I'm going to be voting for a third party, all of my liberal friends are like, "Oh no, Jill Stein's the one." Because all the burners have either jumped to Gary Johnson or to Jill Stein.
Right. So. Yeah. BuzzFeed News reports that Hillary's campaign made some edits to the campus sexual assault page on its website shortly after a viral tweet from Juanita Broderick, if we remember her. She accused Bill Clinton of raping her several years ago.
Oh.
The Clinton campaign deleted the line, "You have the right to be believed," from their page.
Wow.
This is what it originally said. It said, "I want to send a message to every survivor of sexual assault. Don't let anyone silence your voice. You have the right to be heard. You have the right to be believed. We're with you." They took out that believed thing. This goes back to 1978 when he was the lowly attorney general that the rape allegation came on. But and Hillary had worked hard to silence me, she says. So got that going.
Wow.
Political spending. The media survey has found Hillary Clinton is outspending Donald Trump on ads $52 million to zero. Zero.
Zero.
How does that work, man?
Sioux Falls Prater's selection of John Deere round balers maximize uptime and minimize operation costs, so you're able to do more for less. Right now, get a John Deere round baler at 0% interest for 48 months. John Deere balers are made with the strongest and most durable internal components. They also feature an adjustable hitch, a BaleTrak Pro Monitor controller, and a MegaWide Plus pickup with MegaTough pickup teeth. So stop by today or view our inventory at cptractor.com. Offer ends October 28th, 2016. Subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial.
Financial. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
You have a chance to be someone very special to your community. You have the opportunity to help with a non-residential landscape somewhere in your daily life. It might be your office or retail business, or it could be at your church. It could be at a neighborhood school. In fact, you could even mean landscaping the common areas of your neighborhood, the medians and parkways and parks. To put it in other words, not all good landscaping starts and remains at home. For the sake of categorizing these non-residential landscapes, we'll refer to them simply as commercial landscaping, away from home landscaping, right after this message. Get in the swing of fall gardening with Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, just $31.95 plus tax and postage. Order by calling 800-752-GROW during the week, or you can order anytime at neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com. Remember, my newest book is not in stores, it's not on Amazon, and it is not a revision of my 1991 Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. The one reference book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities, from lawns and landscapes to fruit and vegetables. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. I self-published this book so I could have the book I always wanted for you. Every book goes out signed. Satisfaction is guaranteed. Remember, only $31.95 plus tax and postage. Order at neilsperry.com or by calling weekdays 800-752-GROW. neilsperry.com. Simplicity is a key factor in most commercial landscaping. Maintenance is usually hard to line up or expensive to employ, so simple designs will be the most successful. Many church and schoolyard plantings consist of little more than quality shade trees with good health and vigor and the turf that surrounds them. Shrub plantings should generally be of a limited number of species of really well-adapted plants. Put in other more dramatic terms, resist the urge to do anything revolutionary in your commercial landscape. For example, in schoolyards, it's not uncommon for wetland gardens or wildflower plantings to go in, and too often the teacher with a burning passion for the project moves away or retires, and the gardens are left to deteriorate with no other teacher left to carry the torch. Whether it's for schools, churches, or any other public garden, a simple basic design is always best. Let a team form to carry it out. That team's first task will be to establish the magnitude of the project. Form a committee to plan the improvements. Let the entire group participate in the planning. Determine a budget. Seek support from other members served by this public garden. Use the plants that you put in the garden, maybe as memorial recognition gifts, maybe for students currently enrolled in that school. One Texas school is selling crepe myrtles at its PTA meetings. Parents can buy crepe myrtles for their sons and daughters. That's kind of cool. They can actually go out and help them plant them. Within your own neighborhood, take a critical look at the first impression it gives visitors. If it's less than welcoming, consider a neighborhood cleanup day. If you don't know your neighbors, put out a few signs and send letters inviting folks to a formative meeting at a local school or church. Again, it's best if several people present the idea so it doesn't seem to be one person's mission. Cleanup is a good starting point if there are dead trees, tumble-down fences, and other signs of an aging residential area, but you can go a lot farther. Find a landscape architect or nurseryman who will come to one of your meetings to plan the neighborhood plantings. Perhaps it's bulbs in the medians, or maybe crepe myrtles on a common color along a major street. Whatever your group chooses to do, you'll be amazed at the power of people working together and how much they can accomplish over a period of months and just a few years. I'm Neil Sperry, attracting wildlife to your landscape in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning. I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. It's 6:53. Well, the Ags football season is just about 2 weeks away, and with your Aggie football report, here's our very own Zach Taylor.
Well, T-minus 19 days until Texas A&M kicks off the season against UCLA. Now, it'll be a reunion of sorts for new offensive coordinator Noel Mazzone, who spent 4 seasons with the Bruins.
You know, it was funny because I didn't even realize that until about after I was here for about 2 weeks. And so when I talked to Jim, and I talked probably every week, Coach Mora and I are really good friends, and I mean, it was a great, great experience and having an opportunity to work 4 years with Jim. And not only is he a great football coach, but I consider him a really good friend. But you know, in this profession, that happens. Not the first time I've lined up across the field from, you know, somebody that I just coached for, or kids I've coached before, or against coaches I've coached with before. So it's going to be exciting.
Now, in his time at UCLA, Mazzone helped coach quarterbacks Brent Hundley and Josh Rosen. Now he has veteran Trevor Knight at A&M.
You know, he's obviously an older kid, more mature. You know, I think when he first came in, he was trying to show everybody how good he was. Well, he doesn't need to show how good he is to everybody anymore. I think he just has to come in and stay in the system, play in the system. He's got some really talented tools, you know, and weapons around him. And so if he just does a pretty good job of handing it off and throwing it to the right guys every now and then, I think we'll be all right.
Well, I guess we'll find out on Saturday, September 3rd, when the Aggies host the Bruins at Kyle Field. Kickoff is slated for 2:30 p.m. And that's been your Aggie Football Report. I'm Zach Taylor.
Thanks, Zach. Speaking of Trevor Knight, the Texas A&M graduate transfer quarterback was included on the preseason watch list for the Manning Award, which is given annually to college football's top quarterback after the conclusion of the bowl games. For Knight, it marked his fifth watch list of the 2016 preseason. Knight joined the Aggies in January after playing 3 seasons for the Sooners, and he won the starting nod at quarterback after a strong performance in the spring. In Waco, Baylor football coach Jim Grobe says Baylor running back Johnny Jefferson will be, quote, out for a while after suffering first a foot injury and then a rib injury from a car accident. Grobe said the foot injury, suffered when Jefferson was stepped on during a preseason practice, will likely be the biggest issue. In Major League Baseball,
Beltre swings and cranks one to deep left field. That is on its way, and that ball is history. Adrian with his 10th career grand slam. He turns this game around. It's 5-2 Texas, and Globe Life Park is on its feet.
Adrian Beltre hit a grand slam as the Texas Rangers beat Oakland last night 5-2. Martin Perez also pitched 7 strong innings to get the first win he's had since late June, with Sam Dyson getting his 27th save. Game 2 with the Athletics is tonight in Arlington at 7:05 p.m. Pre-game's at 6:30, and you can catch all the action on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. In other news for the Rangers, DH Shin-Soo Chu broke his left forearm when he was hit by a pitch from Oakland's Ross Detweiler. Chu immediately went to a knee, holding his arm near his left wrist. He'll go onto the disabled list for the fourth time this season. In New York, Alex Rodriguez has announced through a spokesman that he will not play again this year, dispelling rumors that he might join the Miami Marlins. The 41-year-old A-Rod was released by the New York Yankees on Saturday after hitting just .200 with 9 home runs and 31 RBIs this season. In the NFL, the Dallas Cowboys have signed 2-time Pro Bowl center Travis Frederick to a 6-year, $56 million contract extension. The deal runs through 2023 and makes Frederick the NFL's highest-paid center. The Cowboys take the field at AT&T Stadium against the Dolphins for the second game of their preseason on Friday, August 19th. Kickoff is at 7 p.m. Also in the NFL, the organization says the 4 linebackers being investigated for an alleged link to performance-enhancing drugs will be suspended unless they agree to be interviewed by the league in the next 10 days. The linebackers are James Harrison of the Steelers, Clay Matthews and Julius Peppers of the Packers, and free agent Mike Neal. A league vice president sent a letter to the NFL Players Association detailing the plan to suspend the 4 if they don't speak with the league by August 25th. Heading out to the links in Upper Arlington, Ohio, Gene Sowers has won the rain-delayed U.S. Senior Open. Sowers closed with a 1-under-69 to finish 3-under in his first career senior victory. He closed with 3 straight pars to go from a one-shot deficit to a one-shot win over Miguel Angel Jimenez and Billy Mayfair. And in Rio, Simone Biles' bid to become the first female gymnast to win 5 gold medals in a single Olympics ended yesterday. The American had to settle for bronze in the balance beam following a flawed performance, wobbling during the middle of her routine and landing awkwardly while completing a front somersault. Meanwhile, U.S. teammate Lori Hernandez claimed the silver medal in the beam. And that's a look at your sports update brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If your business wants to reach brides-to-be, then the fall issue of Brazos Valley Bride magazine is where you'll want your business. Brazos Valley Bride, a 148-page publication, also available on our interactive website, brazosvalleybride.com, makes local bridal businesses more visible and successful. It's where brides go to find the perfect photographer, timeless venues, elegant wedding cakes, and exciting wedding entertainment. Let Brazos Valley Bride bring the brides to you. Contact Sam Jones at sam@bryanbroadcasting.com to reserve your space today.
They came in and recommended a carbon filter system, and that has been amazing for me. It's taken away all the dust, which is crazy because living out in the country, we have tons of dust just from our gravel road, and we have cattle, so all of that comes in. So they come in once a year and change out that filter, and it's great.
Call Barker's Heating and Cooling, 979-314-0618. Barker's, the premier Linux dealer in Bryan College Station.
You know, it makes me smile when I hear the big banks trying to convince you they act like a community bank. I say, why don't you try the real thing? Brenham National Bank, serving the Brazos Valley since 1933. Member FDIC.
Since 1933, serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what.
Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's